You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Stroman finally arrived at camp a couple of days late, PT, and had this to say when he addressed the media about his role with the New York Yankees.
Considering your pedigree, could you handle being a reliever?
I'm a starter.
So right now,
I'm a starter.
You're the sixth starter, so how do you handle that?
See how it plays out. I'm a starter.
You do not want to pitch in the bullpen?
I won't pitch in the bullpen. I'm a starter.
Now, there was a lot more there with Stroman, but that's the gist of it. Defiantly saying he will not pitch in the bullpen. He also explained, like, last year was different in the postseason. Everybody's got different roles, so he had no problem with it then. He's got a great relationship with Booney. He's got a great relationship with the players. Happy to be here at Yankee camp. It wasn't like some kind of statement he was making. He was just getting his body in shape. He was dealing with stuff in the offseason. Unfortunately, lost one of his houses in Malibu. Mm-hmm. But as far as it goes for the Yankees this year, right now, obviously, Stroman is making $18 million. He's on the outside looking in and said defiantly he will not be pitching in the bullpen.
He's got to go. I mean, the Yankees are out of their minds if they just roll forward with him on the team. So let me ask you this. Is he better than Gerrit Cole?
No.
Is he better than Fried?
Well, here's the thing. He stays healthier than Gerrit Cole. I mean, Stroman does make those starts.
Cole's had the one year.
He's not better than Cole. He's not better than Fried.
Not better than Hill. Not better than Rodon. Not better than Clark Schmidt.
Yeah.
He is not a starting pitcher on this team unless somebody gets hurt. And with that attitude, Sal, I am not messing around. Now, I know it's a little complicated. I didn't have an issue that he showed up a few days, not even late, because that was collectively bargained.
Right.
And when you're a veteran and these things are hammered out legally, then you've got rules. I know that the manager and the organization might not love it. And, yeah, it's not the best look, but he didn't do anything, quote-unquote, illegal. It was a warning flare like, all right, I'm not happy. And now you come in and you tell everybody that let's not lose sight of what Marcus Stroman just told us. He just said, basically, well, you heard what he said, but I'm going to translate it differently. If they tell me to go to the bullpen, I'm not going to the bullpen. So now you can go home.
Well, I mean, but they're paying him $18 million.
Then they got to eat it. And if they don't, the Yankees, they're asking for trouble.
Well, here's the other part of that. Why would they also send him home when you don't know who's going to stay healthy? Like, camp is a long thing. We heard, Gerrit Cole got hurt last year before the season started. There's no guarantee that Heal or Clark Schmidt are going to stay healthy, or Carlos Rodon, who's been off injured in his career. And he's not, like, if I'm Stroman, I'd be saying the same thing. I'm better than Carlos Rodon. Come on, I make every start that you need. I've been an all-star in this league before. I keep my body in tip-top shape. Carlos Rodon's been awful, and he's getting paid a ton of money. So I don't necessarily disagree with Stroman saying he's a starter. I think he's earned the right to be a starter. The Yankees signed him 2 years ago to be a starter for 2 years. I wouldn't give up an asset just to move on from him because he said he's not going to the bullpen.
I don't think he's very good at this point. And I was okay when the Yankees got him. I really was. Matter of fact, we talked about this, and I thought that he would be a pro. And I wasn't worried about the social media stuff, which has followed him around for a while. And quite frankly, he was good with that last year.
He was a pro last year.
He was a pro.
I still think he's a pro this year. I mean, he just doesn't want. He's not a bullpen arm.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not his decision to make. He's a pitcher. You know, the designation really is going to come from Boone and the staff and the organization. Now, yeah, I understand strength in numbers, and if he had a different attitude, Not that he's got to show up and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm like some 21-year-old rookie. All right, Skip, I'm just happy to be here. I'll do whatever you tell. I understand that he's accomplished a lot in this league. I understand that he's in a rough spot. I understand that he's got an ego, and I do respect that, okay? But you've got to project better. And if he's projecting this on the first day of camp, then you got to cut the head of the snake and you got to find a new home for him. He can't be on this team.
Yeah, I just don't understand that, though. What is he projecting? He is a starter.
He's telling us he's not going to do a job.
Oh, well, but first of all,
it's unacceptable,
we don't even know that they asked him to do that job. They signed, matter of fact, the Yankees. See, this is Brian Cashman's mess. Everybody wants to say, well, the Yankees, oh, they're not going to miss Juan Soto because of the fit now in the outfield. Yeah, that's great. A, good luck with that. B, well, what about the fit in the rotation? So because they missed out on Soto, they go spend more money on another starter. Stop me if you've heard this before. So they have Gerrit Cole, top-end starter, paid top dollar. They go get Carlos Rodon to be a number two. He stinks, so now they have to go get Max Fried to be a number two. So they have Cole, Rodon, and Max Fried. And by the way, they signed Stroman last year because they needed an arm, and now they're on the hook for him for $18 million this year, which potentially is preventing them from getting a third baseman. So the Yankees built this team poorly. As much as we sit here and give Cashman, throw him the flowers, oh, look at this Yankees team, they're loaded, and they are the best team in the American League. He made this roster the way that it is. I'm not looking to just jettison Stroman, who could be an asset here, because you might need, at some point, the Yankees are going to need a sixth starting pitcher. They're paying him anyway to be a starting pitcher. Now, I'm not saying you don't look for a trade. Clearly, they couldn't find one. Maybe they made a bad deal then signing Marcus Stroman 2 years ago.
Well, but you got to understand, like, when they brought him in, the circumstances were very different. Number one, they didn't really know what they had with Luis Gil. They didn't know that Clark Schmidt would be quite this good. That's 40% of the starting rotation. Luis Gil won the Rookie of the Year. And Clark Schmidt, you know, if he makes 30-something starts, he's a 15-game winner. He's pretty nasty. And they know that. And obviously, Max Fried, they gave a lot of money to. Max Fried's got electric stuff. We'll see where Gerrit Cole is. I still think he's really good. Maybe not quite Gerrit Cole, but he's still a stud. And I think you and I go back and forth on this all the time. I know he was off on the World Series. Carlos Rodon is a functional major league pitcher.
But he's not what they thought they were getting.
But neither is Stroman at this point. Okay, Stroman got his brains beat in last year in the second half. He was atrocious. Well, he was almost as bad as Severino 2 years ago with an ERA. He was awful.
Well, who brought him here?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, that's my point, though. So Cashman messed up, they made a mistake, and
should just double down on this?
No. He made a mistake on Rodon. He made a mistake on Marcus Stroman. And he's got a problem
No, you think he made a mistake on Rodon. I don't. I think he made a mistake on Stroman.
If Rodon was what he was, they wouldn't have had to go get Max Fried.
What do you think Rodon's numbers were?
How much is getting paid?
Forget about the money for a second. Did he strike out almost 200 guys?
Congratulations.
Did he win 15 games?
Congratulations.
On a team that got to the World Series? Now,
Would you give him that contract again?
No, I wouldn't. But you know why? Because now I see what Luis Gil is, and now I see what Clark Schmidt is, and I would rather take that money and invest it differently. But see, to me, I think I would be more angered if the Yankees were just wedging Stroman in there because they gave him the money.
Right.
Like, I actually respect now they've got to get rid of him. And to get rid of him, you're going to have to eat some money. Because the rest of the major league teams know that Marcus Stroman ain't good.
Well,
he's not good anymore.
Okay, but then again, either way you want to slice this is Brian Cashman's mess. That's a fact. Like, he brought in Rodon, who they overpaid for him. They had to go get Max Fried. You're saying, well, Stroman's not good anymore. That's great. Then why'd they just sign him? Hey, if I could tell you, and I did tell you this a year ago before they signed him, this is a mistake. Why are you signing Marcus Stroman? What are you doing? 2 years, $18 million a year, whatever it was. You know, he's on the hook for 18 this year. That's a mistake. So if I could tell you that, why couldn't Brian Cashman and his high-paid staff figure that out for themselves and now find themselves in a little bit of a pickle? But I don't even think it's as bad as you're making a team. I have no problem with Stroman saying that he's a starter because he is a starter and he was brought here to be a starter. And generally, the things happen throughout the course of the season where you're going to need depth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then you pull the depth from somewhere else. You can't risk the toxicity that he's already projecting. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't put up with it. I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. But I want to get back to something. You said it's Brian Cashman's mess.
Yes.
So let's examine the mess. Now, Brian Cashman's far from perfect. We've worked together long enough.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Brian Cashman's mess, they were in the World Series a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're projected to be the best team in the American League this year. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they've got a top three pitching staff in baseball.
Right.
It's not nearly as messy as you make it out to be.
Oh.
What they're doing now is they're reassigning you know, places based on value, and the value of Stroman is no longer commensurate with what they paid him when they brought him.
Neither is the rest
of their rotation.
They have bad contracts that are preventing them from building a better team.
Well, I mean,
DJ LeMahieu, Marcus Stroman,
I understand some of these, but
you're overlooking them like it's no big deal because they got to the World Series. That's great. Okay, well then why can't they get a third baseman this year?
Well,
because a large part of that is they're talking about the money. I didn't talk about the money. They did. So don't blame me.
Is opening day tomorrow?
No, but we're getting there. So I
got you. I think that there's a lot of time, and I told you yesterday, I still think they're going to make a real move for Arenado.
Okay, well, let's see. But we've been hearing about the money. You think Carlos Rodon was a good signing?
I think Carlos Rodon is a lot better than you make him out to be.
No.
He just is, period. That's a different question. I'll answer simply.
Do you think Carlos Rodon was a good signing? Like, this is a layup, BT.
No, take the money. It's a layup in your mind, and I'm going to be fair to the conversation. I don't think it was a good signing.
I just answered the question, Sal. His WAR the last 2 years before coming to the Yankees was 5.1, 5.2. Do you know what it was his first year?
I don't know.
In the negatives.
What did he do last year, Sal? How many strikeouts? How many wins?
You thought Rodon was good? Give me.
I don't have a stat, Sal. What were they?
3.96 ERA.
He's ahead of sub-4 ERA. How many strikeouts?
168 million.
How many strikeouts?
You're the same
guy. How many strikeouts? 180, 190, what?
195.
About 200 strikeouts. He's awful. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna change my opinion, Sal. Yeah. How about we keep Stroman and we get rid of Rodon? I'm not saying Rodon's Garrett Cole, but Rodon is not a stiff.
I would rather do that. Good luck trying.
Based on the money?
Yeah, based on everything. I don't think Rodon is any good. Based on that, you think anybody would take Carlos Rodon? You can't even find a taker for Stroman.
I don't want to get rid of Rodon.
Here's where I find it funny. The same people, and by the way, we'll find out how the Mets rotation pans out.
Forget about the Mets. We're talking about the Yankees.
No, but it's relevant here because the way you build a rotation, the way the Yankees have built their rotation, they couldn't get rid of Carlos Rodon if they tried. They can't get rid of Marcus Stroman. They did try. They couldn't do it. Those are two bad signings in your starting rotation. So look at the value that they spent on that, which is preventing them from doing other things. That's a mess. That's why I'd rather have the shorter contract and take a chance on, hey, you know what? Frankie Montas, he may stink. He could do the same thing Carlos Rodon did with the 4 ERA or just under 4 ERA. Like, there's better value there. That's why I say then Cashman made a little bit of a mess here. And I would keep Marcus Stroman myself. You already paid him. There's going to be bad. At some point, what if Cole goes down? What if Rodon goes down? Then what? Then you're going to dig into the minors as opposed to Stroman?
Sure.
Or pay Stroman?
I don't think Stroman can get guys out for a team that's trying to win a World Series. I don't think he's good. Listen, if he was more serviceable, so I'm going to give you this. If he was better than he is now, I don't think I'd be so aggressively saying that he needs to go. But he is no longer good. He's basically batting practice. And he's telling the manager and the organization, I'm not doing anything other than what I want to do? Unacceptable.
So then you admit that it was a mistake signing him?
Yes!
Okay, well, at least we're getting there. But
what does that matter? Like,
it does matter.
No, it doesn't. No, Sal, mistakes. Now, I give you it was a mistake. But to me, mistakes only matter if they prevent you from moving forward.
It is.
No, they were in the World Series, and they've got a great rotation.
No.
What are you missing?
What are you missing?
Nothing.
They're paying Marcus Stroman $18 million this year.
And they can't wait to get rid of him. And the first chance they have, they will.
Yeah, but they're not spending that money elsewhere.
Yeah, but Sal,
they had to go cheap at first base because they didn't want to spend more on Christian
Cheap at
Walker,
first base. The first baseman they brought in is going to be better than the guy they had last year. More money.
No, okay, I know. I've heard this story before.
But it's
everything
true.
The Yankees do is the greatest.
No, I didn't say that.
No, losing Juan Soto is going to be great.
So why you pull all this other stuff in?
Because
we're talking about the staff.
No. We're talking about the team. We're talking about the whole Yankee
team. I love the team except third base. You know that.
The old Yankee. Yeah, okay, but if they weren't paying Stroman $18 million a year, which I said was a mistake 2 years ago, you loved it. I didn't love it.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
You like the Stroman
signing. It's okay. It's fine. It's
competitive. Whatever. But now it's just get rid of him.
Yes.
It's not that simple because the Yankees don't operate like
that. No, it is
that
simple. He's no longer a good teammate at this point.
Yeah.
Sal, when you don't do your job, or at least you would. Now, it's one thing. I'd be more okay with this. If he went into Boone's office and Cashman said, hey, listen, I'm not going to the bullpen. And eventually, like, that leaked out, but he wasn't so brazen about it. Who the hell do you think that you are to tell me what you're going to do when it's my team?
But they didn't ask.
Not happening.
They didn't ask him
We
yet.
Don't care what you want to do. You're not good enough to do what you want
right,
to do.
And then here's
so
my
now
counter.
You got to just do what we tell you, or you got to go.
Here's my counter. You sign me, to be a starting pitcher, did you not?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're paying me $18 million.
Oh, I'm still going to pay you. I'm not trying to take money out of your pocket.
I'm a starting pitcher. So you, I mean, he has a great relationship with Boone. He has a great relationship with the player. Like, they paid him to be a starting pitcher.
Correct.
I don't think what he said today was toxic by any stretch.
What?
The Yankees didn't ask him to go to the bullpen. A reporter asked, would you be pitching out of the bullpen? Because right now on paper, like there's a... He said, I'm a starter. And he is a starter.
But then he also said, I'm not going to the bullpen.
I'm not going to the bullpen.
Yeah.
They didn't ask him yet.
So that's even more aggressive. He volunteered it.
He said, I'm a starter. I'm not pitching out of the bullpen. I'm a starter.
But it's not a good one. Yeah. So which means he's not a starter on a team that, you could go start on the Royals. Go start on the Tigers. Go start on the Reds. You ain't start on the Yankees.
And you want the You want the Yankees to just pay him to go away.
I would love now. That's where I know they won't.
Okay.
Of course, I wish that they would.
But they can't find a trade partner for him, so what are you
going to
do?
Well, they're going to have to eat more of the money than they previously communicated in previous conversations with teams that they were trying to deal him to.
And for what? Just to make him go away?
No, to then open up some more money to address third base. There's two things here. Number one, to go away. Now, and by the way, Sal, the way to handle this would have been very simple. Hey, guys, listen. I've been a pitcher for a while. I'm proud of my career.
Right.
We've got a heck of a team. We got to figure this out. Of course, I'm not thrilled that I might not be a starter right now, but we got to figure it out.
Right.
He came in. He just set the place ablaze. I ain't going to the bullpen. No, you might be if you're still here.
Yeah, I mean, I know if you read it like that and interpret it like that.
But that's what he said.
But he was asked a question, would you be okay with going to the bullpen? He said, no, I'm a starter. I mean, that's it. It wasn't Cashman saying you need to be a starter. It wasn't. And by the way, Gleyber Torres did the same thing a year ago. So Boone is not going to try to put... Stroman is not going to the bullpen. He's not going to be good out of the bullpen.
He's not going to be good in the rotation.
No, but we don't know that.
No, we do. We saw him last year.
Okay.
And we've seen, by the way, we saw a second half with you guys. We've seen enough second halves here. We'll get the calls. We've seen enough second halves here where we know at this point who Marcus Stroman is. And he's no longer good enough to make his own rules. That's all I'm saying. I mean, there's still got to be a team element here.
BT and Sal on the Fan, or Fred's at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Starting out this Valentine's Day with a little fire.
Little spice.
Here.
Let's go.
Steve is in Bayside.
Well, what's baseball,
up, Steve?
Sal.
What's up, Steve?
What's going on, guys?
Stevie.
Couple of points about the Yankees. First of all, Marcus Stroman, when you look at what scrap heap starters were getting on the open market this year, he's barely overpaid. You have guys like Frankie Montas, Verlander, Scherzer, who coming off of terrible seasons, all getting between $15 and $17 million. So do the Yankees need to eat some money? Yeah, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. The other thing is the Yankees, I think the way they're approaching this, they want to see – I know, BT, you're not going to love this.
Good.
They want to see what they have with LeMahieu. They want to see what they have internally. The external options either weren't happening or were pretty much equivalent to what they had.
Mm.
So they say, you know what, let's play this out. Let's see what happens for the first month or two of the year, and they will address third base. I have full confidence that Brian Cashman will address third base at some point.
Yeah, and by the way, and Steve, thanks for the call. By the way, they tried, this came out, I forget exactly when, fairly recent, but the Yankees were seriously thinking about designating DJ LeMahieu for assignment. And basically Judge and a few veterans are like, don't do it. And they didn't. They kind of acquiesced there. So they were already prepared to do that. And his contract's not up this year. It's up after next year, I believe. So they're willing to bite the bullet. Eventually, I think they're going to bite the bullet with Stroman, I hope. You know, listen, we know one of the things, we love Boone. We're getting to know him a little bit. He's a really good guy. But one thing that bothers me about Boone is that he coddles players. And, you know, like, it's never.
Oh, maybe publicly.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Publicly. He never really projects anger or forcefulness, I think, in situations that call for it, whether it's Torres or Donaldson, Pimpin, whatever its situation might be, the last couple of years. If you listen to what he said about Stroman, you could tell that he's pissed off. Like, he played a card. He showed, even though he wasn't raising his voice or going over the top, he was like, yeah, of course, of course I prefer that he was here. And yeah, I don't, like, he said enough to know that the Yankees are very bothered by Stroman's actions.
Well, now, and Cashman speaking today, I think at 1 o'clock, so we could hopefully get some of that sound up for you. But now we know that the Yankees, so Stroman said what he had to say, and now we wait for the Yankees to respond and see what they're going to say. Because as of now, we could assume, like, it's funny, you sit here on February 14th and say, well, there's no spot in the rotation for him. He's got to go. Yeah, well, what happens if Clark Schmidt is feeling something, or Luis Gil or Rodon, they're feeling something? Now, all of a sudden, you need a starter. And if you're trying to win a World Series and, you know, be the best team in the American League, you're just going to go dip into the minors again and then have an unknown be making some starts as opposed to a guy you're paying $18 million for? Like, you're already spending that money anyway. You might as well keep him here and see if you could use him. Or maybe send somebody else down for a little bit and save their arm for half the season. Like, what your roster is on opening day or the first couple of months doesn't mean that's going to be the case come October.
100%.
Stroman, there's no chance he's going to be pitching in October for the Yankees. He didn't do it last year, so there's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you can't ride this out and see if you could just maximize your value of him now or also find a better deal. I don't think you need to do something just because he said what he said today.
Well, and by the way, everything that Sal just said, I would agree with until Stroman. We're just interpreting how he said and what he said very differently. If Stroman came out with a different delivery yesterday, not that I would say Stroman should start because I don't think he's good at all at this point, but I would not be saying the Yankees need to jettison him. But when you are no longer effective and substandard based on, you know, the just relative to your peers in Major League Baseball, and statistically he clearly is, he's just not very good anymore. Well, and now you don't have the right attitude. Now I'd rather see a kid in the minors who might have similar stuff. It's a sunken cost. I mean,
right.
If you thought that he could still perform, all right, you take it on the chin, you look the other way, and
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You grit your teeth, you say, all right, we wish he would have said something different, but he could still help us. I don't really think that they think that he can help them anymore, and neither do I.
Think I'm talking that trash. We'll
BT and Sal back on the fan, 888-808-1019.
Wow, this is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I should have let it kick in there. I was just so excited to get back to yelling at you, BT. Yes, yell at each other some more on this Valentine's Day. I made a major mistake already. We'll get to that at 10:40. I mean, I averted total disaster, but I'll let you know. Remember I was telling you, I might as well tell you now.
About the card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told you I had stashes, right?
Yeah.
So I checked my stash the other night, so I'm making sure I don't have to run out to get a Valentine's Day card. For those of you just, you know, learning about this, usually when I buy a Valentine's Day card, I buy like three.
Mm-hmm.
Or an anniversary card, I buy three. So I don't have to go for another few years. Like going to get your, you know, whatever, prostate exam, whatever it may be, colonoscopy, every 5 years. I don't have to buy a Valentine's Day card or happy anniversary card every 5 years.
Wait, just real quick. I love how you associate getting cards for your wife with having a doctor jam something up your behind.
I just don't like going to the store to do it. It's not that
I
love my wife.
Go ahead.
So I look at my drawer. I'm like, here I am. I'm the man. Look at this, two cards sitting right here.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to worry about it. So I get Sammy what I wanted to get her. She had figures, got up some Simpsons stuff, a little card, whatever. And then I go last night to pick my wife up some flowers. All good.
Here we go.
Everything is set.
Perfect.
I got to write out the cards.
Yeah.
They're anniversary
cards. Oh, God. Anniversary cards.
Anniversary cards.
Did you cross out anniversary and write like a 9-year-old Valentine's Day?
Luckily, one of them was neutral enough to where it was like you and me day.
Oh, there you go.
A day to show love for you.
Like maybe pink, reddish tones. Just kind of fooled her a little bit.
I put a little stickers on there. Be mine.
Stickers. Hello Kitty stickers?
Stickers? The little heart stickers because I had them left over from Sammy's.
Got it. It dressed up.
Dude, there.
You are out of your mind.
I think I'm doing a good thing here. I'm smart. I'm ahead of the game. Look at me. And I screwed up. I didn't even check and make sure they're Valentine's Day cards.
The funny thing is, the initiative is actually a really sound one because for timing purposes, but also these cards get more and more and more expensive. If you buy them a couple years in advance, you save a few bucks down the road, too.
It's a good point. Back then, they were only $5. Now it's like $8 or $9.
They're ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
$10 a card.
And let's face it, we all do as men what, listen, we you know, and I enjoy writing, so I'll generally write something from my heart, but we all do this. Like, we read what's already pre-written, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, we circle certain words, like forever, love,
right.
Amazing, absolute. We all underline them. We all do the same thing.
BT and Sal on the fan. Right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Marcus Stroman is the topic. He met the media today, so he has arrived at Yankee camp. And he said flat out, I am a starter. When asked if he would pitch in the bullpen, he said, I am a starter. I'm not pitching out of the bullpen. Chris is in Park Ridge. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Love what you do. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Listen, Stroman, you pen him in as a starter. Let him run one or two innings. Take him out. Deep down, we know he's really an opener.
No, hold on a sec, Chris. So you're doing this from a baseball perspective or to placate somebody who's unhappy right now?
Both.
No. Why both?
Also, if he can open, why not just have him start? Like, that's the same thing in his spot. The reason why he can't start right now is there aren't enough spots in a rotation. Unless you're going to go to six-man rotation.
It basically makes him out of the bullpen, but just opens the game. So he's starting, but he's just
really out of the bullpen.
You trying to trick him? You think he's a dummy? No, come on, Chris.
No, but it's not a bit. And thank you for the call, Chris. Like, but that's how kind of every starter is. You're going to start the game, and when we need help, we're going to go to the bullpen. Now you want to tell me you're going to have a quicker hook with Marcus Stroman? Fine. That's not the issue here. The issue is not to try to trick him, or the issue is not to have him be an opener. Mm. The issue is that you have too many starters right now.
All of whom are much better. Not slightly better, significantly better.
Yeah, and he's making,
every one of them.
And he's making a lot of money, and he said he's a starter, so he's on the team. I mean, there's only a few ways this could be resolved. So either he's going to be a Yankee, and they're going to have to figure it out, having him in the rotation. Like, maybe they're waiting to see if somebody gets hurt, maybe before they break camp and come, you know, to Yankee Stadium for opening day. Then they move him. I mean, or maybe they figure that out a week before. But right now, there's no urgency to move him because you don't know what can happen in camp here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're paying him $18 million regardless, and he is going to be a starter. Those are the two factual things. He won't pitch out of the bullpen, and he's making $18 million. Where he's going to get the opportunity to start, that might be somewhere else. But as of now, Stroman's getting paid the $18 million. That's not changing, and he wants to be a starter.
But I only heard one factual thing there. Yeah, fact number one, he's making $18 million. Yes, that is a matter of record. Fact number two, you say it's a fact. I say it's a joke. He says he's not starting. Well, that's tough.
We're not going to the bullpen.
Well, think about that's what I mean. Not going to the bullpen. That's tough because think about this. So if the Yankees say, all right, even if they say it softly to massage his ego, and again, you're not trying to disrespect him, but business is business. Hey, you're in the bullpen. And he says no. It's a breach of contract. He's refusing to do his job. Then he gives up the $18 million.
No.
Absolutely.
No way.
So wait, Sal, are you telling me, like, just take Aaron Judge. Like, if Aaron Judge says, I'm not batting second, I am only a number three hitter, and if you don't bat me third, I'm not playing. And then literally the Yankees write down his name in a lineup number three, and Aaron Judge says, I ain't playing.
Right.
You don't think that that's justifiable to take that money and pursue legal? I guarantee it is.
I don't think there's any way that they can do that.
100%.
If he ain't starting, he's not departing. I mean,
that's wrong. That sounds cute, but that ain't accurate.
I'm not saying. Well, that's happened before. Remember, Gary Templeton was saying that many years ago.
Oh, with the trade?
Yeah, well,
with the whatever. Was that with the Aussie trade or whatever?
Yeah, it was
with the Aussie trade, right?
Right. So the point is, though, that Stroman is not—he's not going to go out of the bullpen.
Like, yes, he is.
There's no way
he is. Because
the Yankees aren't going to make him do that. You watch. I'm sure Cashman's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
With this, and maybe they say they tell him to stay home or whatever. Don't be around the team, or we're going to look for a trade partner. I mean, maybe he gets traded today. Who the hell knows? Like, Cashman's not going to deal with this nonsense. You know that.
No.
But I do not believe Marcus Stroman will be pitching out of the bullpen for the Yankees at all.
Okay. Now, I hope he's not, because that means he's dealt.
Right.
Okay, because he's not good enough to be a starter. Now, listen, you can play the long game a little bit here. And let me be fair to Marcus for one second. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would show up and half-ass his job. I still think his preparation would be professional enough where I don't think, while he might, I don't like what he said yesterday. I just fundamentally completely disagree with that position. You're a player. You don't run the team. I don't think he would show up and be a distraction and, like, you know, half-ass running and pitchers fielding practice and just go through the motions in a bullpen session. I think he's got too much pride, and I want to make sure I'm clear. Like, I do respect. He is, because when you make the majors at his size, your heart and your competitive fiber is top-notch.
Yeah, well,
I respect that.
But that's part of the reason why he said he wants to be a starter. He keeps himself in tip-top shape. He's a creature of habit, stays in routine. Yeah. Wants to pitch every fifth day, keeps himself healthy. Now, the Yankees, the real issue here is not even that they have six starters. It's that Stroman was not effective last year. So they believe that the guys that they have right now are better than he is. Now, if one of those guys gets hurt, then Stroman is going to fill that void. But Marcus Stroman, I don't think he said anything toxic, it was controversial. He was asked a question. He said, I'm a starter. That's it. And he is a starter.
If he would have left it at that, I wouldn't have had the position that I have today. Like, but then you say, I'm not going to the bullpen, which he did say.
Well, they asked him. The reporter said, does that mean you're not going to pitch out of the bullpen? He said, I'm not pitching out of the bullpen. I'm a starter.
So he's basically saying, I'm only doing one aspect of the job.
Well, Gleyber Torres said that last year. Yankees worked out fine with it. They got to the World
But
Series.
He ain't here now.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's gone.
So, I mean,
I wish they would have got rid of him last year, despite the fact that he hit well the last. You know that. I'm not a Gleyber guy, so I'm consistent with this.
But they lived with it.
They shouldn't have.
Brian Cashman made a trade.
But Gleyber was also a lot better at his job than Torres. Gleyber Torres at least could play. Marcus Stroman's batting practice.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He stinks.
I think it's a little you're a little too harsh on Stroman.
He stinks. Do you have his numbers?
Yeah.
What was his second half numbers?
That I don't have. He was a 4.31 ERA.
Can you please pull up his splits? And
by the way, year before he was 3.95 ERA with a great first half, bad second half.
Yep, I know.
That's what Rodon gave this year.
I understand, but you know,
4.31 is. I mean,
yeah, but Stroman. Rodon was under four. He had 200 strikeouts. Are you talking about Stroman?
Yeah, Stroman was 4.31 last year. Started 29 games.
Okay, but he doesn't strike guys out. Okay, forget about Rodon for a second. I got you. Forget about Rodon. To me, here's the resolution. They wait this out, and they trust that he'll be professional enough to do his job, which, as I just said, I think that he'll do that, and I do respect that part of Marcus Stroman, I do. If a Yankee gets hurt, a starter, well, then he gets his wish, and he's a starter. If somebody else on the other team, you know, one of the other teams around Major League Baseball gets hurt, well, then you trade him. Now it changes the need for somebody to go out and get him. Or they could just buy out and eat the $18 million, which I think is ridiculous because I think that there's enough value as a fifth starter for a bad team somewhere else that has no designs on winning big, or maybe even a fourth starter. Sure, Marcus Stroman can make 25 starts for you and get his brains beaten in. I just don't want it to happen here. What do you have for his second half splits, Huff?
Well, his first half, just to compare both, his first half was a 3.51 ERA.
He was pretty good.
100 innings,
yeah.
78 strikeouts. He hasn't struck out.
No, he doesn't strike anybody out.
He was one of the reasons why the Yankees' rotation was good without Garrett Cole in the
first half. He was good in the first half. I agree. I was happy with that.
With the 1.32 whip. Second half, he only pitched 49.2 innings. 5.98 ERA with a 1.77 whip.
Yeah, I mean, when your whip is almost 2, I would have to guess your batting average against is probably 280, 290. He got lit up.
Yeah.
He got rocked.
Yeah, but weren't those numbers? No offense, but like Carlos Rodon's numbers were worse in 2023.
Forget it. I'm talking about right now.
But
Carlos Rodon was good for the Yankees last year. He was great.
In 2023, he wasn't.
Understood. Right, so I'm talking about last year.
That happens. Like things fluctuate year to year, though. No,
but they could. True,
because in 2023, Stroman had a much better year,
but he didn't have a good second half.
Right.
So it was the same trend here. So now there's erosion multiple years, right, trailing off.
Which brings us back to the point before. It was a bad signing for Brian Cashman.
Well, I don't disagree.
And now they're in a predicament.
Hey, you got to do something about it. My solution is get rid of him.
Yeah, and I understand that, but it also, which is fine, but it also prevents them from doing other stuff like. These things, like in the moment right now, I think it's easy to just say, well, get rid of him, move on, it's over. But when you actually trace back the mistakes, those little things add up to not building a ball club that maybe could be on par with the Dodgers. Now, your counter is going to be, yeah, well, they were the best team in the American League last year. Yeah, that's sure. They were. They got to the World Series, and they should be again this year. To me, though, that's more about the lack of quality competition than it is how great the Yankees are. If you took the Yankees and put them in the National League, I'm not so sure they would have breezed through to the World Series.
I would agree with that.
Or even
I agree.
This year, their odds wouldn't be as high maybe as they are. And again, it's not nitpicking on the Yankees. I think they have a very good team, and I fully expect them to be in the World Series again. But something like this, where at the time it seemed like, no harm, no foul, whatever, $18 million a year, not a big deal. Now you got a guy who's not happy. You got a guy who you have to figure out what to do with, and they are wasting $18 million this year, which could have helped them improve their third base situation.
I don't dispute that.
If not somewhere else, or their depth on their team even.
I agree, and I'm aware of that, and you know, I just try to push this thing forward. Yep. You know, and again, listen, sometimes you have to rehash moves because what happened prior kind of gets to now and beyond. And think about the conversation we had with the Knicks yesterday. We were talking, was it the right move for Bridges? You gave up the 5 first round picks. Right. So there's always an element of going back a little bit and tracing back to moves. I would feel a lot less confident about the Yankees situation if they made the move for Stroman, which at this point, and I'm with you, was the wrong move, but he was still an important part of the rotation. At least I could sit here and say, well, now he, based on the other moves that they made, Heel's emergence, obviously Schmidt's emergence, signing Max Fried, blah, blah, blah. At least I could say, well, they were competent enough to make Stroman, to minimize his importance. But yeah, I agree, Sal. The money's an issue.
Death row. What a brother. No, once again, back is the
BT
incredible.
And Sal back on the fan. We'll get to the calls here, BT. We were talking last segment. Let's hear from some of the callers. 888-808-1019 on the Marcus Stroman situation. We'll further the conversation coming up at 11, have different layers to it, as well as some other fun stuff throughout the course of the show here on this Friday, this first football-less Friday. It was only a week ago. You dressed up as Brother Love and Hop was Papa Shango.
Yeah, I don't really miss football and I don't miss Brother Love right now.
It hit me last night as I was taping the WFAN Daily podcast and Hop, you know, produces that or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we should have had BT as Brother Love send a Valentine's Day message for digital.
I would have absolutely done that. 100%. That would have been funny.
Back there.
Yeah, but that I'll tell you, that red paint was a pain in the ass. I was scrubbing my face. It was so hard to get off. We missed the boat on that, but I would have done it. I would have done it, I promise. Right,
let's get back to the calls here on Stroman. George is in New Hyde Park. What's up, George?
George, hey.
Last night, as I was taping the WFA Daily podcast.
Yeah, George, George, you got to turn the phone down. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I think if I'm the Yankees, I'd get rid of Stroman. I mean, this guy couldn't even make it out of the third inning at any of his starts in the second half of the season last year. Not even the third inning. The guy got lit up like a Christmas tree. He gave up more homers than anybody in baseball. The guy was horrible. And he was horrible when he was with the Mets. And
That's not true. Yeah. He wasn't horrible when he was with the Mets. He was actually pretty good, and thanks for the call, George. Now, as far as the impact in the clubhouse, that might be a different story, but I actually liked Stroman when he was with the Mets for a little bit. I would have never signed him for the Yankees. I was on record saying that. I'm shocked that the things that I knew about Marcus Stroman somehow eluded the Yankees. And to Stroman's credit, he was, as you said before, BT, a model citizen a year ago. No nonsense on the social media. He went to the bullpen in the postseason when he was asked. He wasn't very good, unfortunately, in the second half. But the first half, when they needed him, really, without
absolutely.
Gerrit Cole, he was there for him.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I'd like to see it work out a little differently here. I know he wanted to be a Yankee. I think he comported himself real well last year, but you know, there's just a line, and not to overstate this, it's not like he, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, he's just said something that I don't agree with, but it's so fundamentally against what I believe in from a team perspective. You might be able to say it to the manager and then have to deal with the repercussions, you know, behind closed doors. But when you tell the whole free world that you're not going to do one of the two jobs as a pitcher, either a starter or a reliever, you're not all in, man.
You would have wanted to hear, I'll do whatever the team asks of me.
Well, again,
that's what you want
to
hear.
Not even, and I'm trying to be fair to Marcus because he's not a bright-eyed, you know, bushy-tailed 22-year-old kid or even a 30-year-old. Like, remember Aaron Small? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Somebody like that who's just bounced around and suddenly found some success. We're just happy to be here. No, I mean, Marcus Stroman has had a very good and above-average major league career. He really has. He's achieved quite a bit. So
also in that soundbite, by the way, that one of the reporters was like, you had a pretty good career. He goes, I've had a very good career.
I did notice the correction.
Corrected that and saying, like, for especially my size. So, like, he's always had this chip on his shoulder.
And that's why he's gotten here. And that's why I pointed that out before. Like, you know, even though he pitched at Duke, which is big-time baseball and big-time academics, you know, his physical stature, I can only imagine when he was growing up and he was getting looked at, high school and, you know, travel ball, they must have been like, there's no way this kid's playing big-time ball. Now, look, he's in the majors, and he's been very good. So I don't expect him to grovel on and on, oh, I'm just happy to be a Yankee, and I'm just so happy and thankful that they'll have me on the team. No, not at all. I thought he could have straddled the fence a lot better. I'll even say this, Sal. If he comes back tomorrow with a day to think about this and maybe have a conversation with Booney and Cash or even Gerrit Cole or whomever he really believes or somebody else on a different team, his dad, whatever, and he projects something just a little different, not apologizing, but hey, you know what, guys, you know, however he wants to do it in his own style, in his own words, then I will forget. I will forget what he said today, this morning, and I'll give you a little bit of a different take. Not that he should be a starter, but I won't have the venom that I have today. The Yankees are trying to win a championship, and his ego and his attitude is going to get in the way as of now.
You know, it's funny. I did not take it that way with him. I get why you're saying that. I just look at a guy who is a starter, was paid to be a starter, and said, I'm a starter. I don't want to pitch out of the bullpen. I am a starting pitcher, and it's going to be on the Yankees to figure it out. Now, what I'm really curious to see is how Cashman volleys back. Forget Boone in this scenario. You know, Boone's going to be player-friendly, certainly publicly. Mm. He already said it could be awkward. We're going to work itself out, whatever. I want to see what Brian Cashman says because Cash doesn't deal well. Generally, he's transparent, which is what you love about
him.
And I don't think he's going to deal well with a guy publicly saying he's not going to be willing to do a role if the team asks him to do that. Donnie is in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Donnie?
How are you guys? You know, I think he's about missing the point about Marcus Stroman's reluctance about going to the bullpen. He has in his contract this year a vested option that if he pitches 140 innings,
correct,
he gets another $18 million.
He's
next
not seeing
year.
That anyway, though. There's no chance in hell. I'd be shocked if anybody let him see that. There's no chance.
Well, you know what? You know what? When they drew up the contract, they drew it up as a starter. So you know what? You want him to pitch out of the bullpen now? Just rip up that option and just guarantee
him. You can't do that.
Well, you know what? The Yankees. the Yankees can't do what they're doing either. It's
what do you mean they can't do what they're doing? Why not?
Because he's got a contract to pitch as a starter.
He's got a Hold on one sec, Donnie, hold on one sec. But you're right. You're half right. He's got a contract. He's got a contract to pitch. Whenever the Yankees say you're pitching, period.
Oh no, that's
what,
not
what
the way
to
contract.
Well,
did you see the contract?
You know that he wasn't signed. Why would he sign a vested option for 140 innings on the third year if he was going to be in the bullpen?
Because he didn't know
he
how good. I'm going to tell you, Donnie.
He's going to be a starter.
I'm going to tell you, bud. Because he didn't know how good Luis Gil would be. He didn't know that that Clark Schmidt was going to be this good and further push him away from the rotation. He didn't know the Yankees were going to give a gazillion dollars to Max Fried. That's why. Because the circumstances changed and when he signed the contract.
And because he didn't have a good second half for the second straight year. That's a factor as well. If Marcus Stroman was pitching lights out last year, they would have found a spot for him.
100%.
In a rotation in the postseason. So that's a factor as well. But Stroman is a starter. Certain guys are just built certain ways. And he is a starter. Creature of habit, routine, all that stuff takes care of his body. He's going to make 25, 30 starts a season. It's what he's done the majority of his career. I have no issue with him saying defiantly in day one of his arrival this morning that he is going to be a starter. Now I want to see what the team says. Remember, we haven't gotten to the point yet where the team said, last time they asked him to go to the bullpen in the postseason, he did. We haven't heard from Boone or Cashman saying, what do you want from Marcus Stroman this year? Nobody said anything. If Cashman comes out today and said Stroman wants to be on this team, he's got to be in the bullpen. Then we'll see the volley back from Stroman after that.
Yes.
But we haven't heard what the Yankees want from him. We're assuming that they want him to be out of the bullpen because of where their starting rotation is at on paper.
Well, there's a couple things at play here. Number one, he's not one of the five best starting pitchers right now with everybody healthy. Number one. Number two, there's no way the Yankees want him to be a starter. And even if things were, let's say that Clark Schmidt, let's say Clark's number five right now, and Clark Schmidt and Stroman's stuff was very comparable, even though it's not. I think everybody knows Clark Schmidt's just better. But let's say that it was comparable. I think the Yankees would still go with Clark Schmidt because they don't want him to go to 140 innings.
Right.
So this is what complicates, and that's why I think it's going to be resolved and he's going to be gone eventually, but I don't think it's going to be easy. So it's not so much, all right, can the Yankees find a taker? He's due 18.3 this year. Let's say they pay half. All right, we'll eat nine. The Cincinnati Reds, you pay nine. Pirates, you pay nine. Astro, well, whatever, $9 million. We're going to eat the other nine. Good riddance. That's only half the problem. The other problem is if you're another team that wants to acquire him for this year where you think that he has value, and I think that he could help out some team at the back of a rotation, if he pitches 140 innings, a mid-market small team, which in all probability is going to go and make the trade for him, is now on the hook for 18 next year. So that's the problem. It's the kicker next year.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. We'll further the conversation. Should this even matter? Should the money even matter when we're talking about the New York Yankees and Marcus Stroman's contract? BT, it's Al on the Fan.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.